7th of July, 1974, and the World Cup final in the Olympic Stadium in Munich. West Germany, the hosts and favourites to win, are up against the masters of total football, the Dutch. But in the most dramatic start to a World Cup final, West Germany already faced disaster.
Very vote with him. He may have been a man to mark in right now and brought down. Penalty in the first minute of the World Cup and rightly so. Safety. Wonder. The goal scored after 80 seconds.
The first German player to touch the ball in the final is the goalkeeper, Sepp Maier, when he picks the ball out of the net.
Less than 2 minutes into the match and the Germans are already 1-0 down.
So was Max Stitz in this moment?
Well, what do you do in such a moment? Actually, all you want to do is go home to mummy.
But German football has always thrived in the face of adversity.
There's a saying, you've only really beaten the Germans when they're in the shower.
Banned from international football after the Second World War, and with pitiful resources, they struggled for reacceptance and recognition. But with determination and meticulous planning, even down to employing the founder of Adidas as their own personal bootmaker, the Germans brought about a miracle that restored national pride to a broken nation with the greatest upset in World Cup history.
As footballers, we're not as skilled as other countries, but as far as attitude and morale, we're still ahead of the rest.
Now, in 1974, no longer the underdogs and competing for the World Cup at home, can the German attitude and morale stand up to the ultimate test?